U.S. Senator Shelley Moore Capito held a field hearing in Beckley regarding the Environmental Protection Agency's Clean Power Plan. The proposed carbon pollution standards are the first of their kind and aim to reduce carbon emissions 30% nationwide by reducing carbon pollution from power plants. Senator Capito held a hearing in southern West Virginia, an area where tightening regulations might be felt most acutely. Senator Capito and U.S. Representative Evan Jenkins, both Republicans, expressed grave concern for West Virginia's economic future in light of the EPA's proposed Clean Power Plan.
We're going to hear the voices of West Virginians on the devastating impact on the regulations of our fellow West Virginians, because we know we receive 95% of our power from coal-fired power plants.
At the start of the meeting, before hearing statements from witnesses, Capito pointed to recent announcements that three more coal-fired power plants in West Virginia are scheduled to close in coming months. She blamed the closures on the EPA's mercury and air toxins rule, but said the proposed Clean Power Plan would have similar impacts. At the hearing, Representative Jenkins spoke about the economic perils of scaling back coal-fired power.
Coal is an abundant resource in America. Why are we forsaking one of our largest sources of affordable energy to put ourselves at an economic disadvantage?
Witnesses who discussed the negative economic impacts of proposed carbon regulations in Appalachia included an attorney for the United Mine Workers of America, Eugene Trisco.
This proposed regulation is a neutron bomb aimed directly at the heart of West Virginia's economy and the coal miners, communities, electric generators, and allied industries that depend on coal for their livelihoods.
President of Appalachian Power, Charles Patton, and local businessman Chuck Farmer also testified that an increasingly difficult business climate is making life tougher for ratepayers and employees. Literally and figuratively, on the other side of the aisle sat the Union of Concerned Scientists senior energy analyst and West Virginia native, Jeremy Richardson.
There are recent studies out there that suggest that 92% of our current coal reserves must remain in the ground to give us any hope of avoiding the worst consequences of climate change. And what I'm here to tell you today is that that is a clear and present danger, not only to this country, but to countries around the world. Thankfully, West Virginia has many assets that it can leverage to diversify its economy. But we must let go of the idea that coal is all we've got.
Along with Richardson, director of the Center for Energy and Sustainable Development at WVU College of Law, James Van Nostrand, testified about inevitable changes we face both here and around the globe regarding energy. Van Nostrand said West Virginia needs to take a more proactive stance legislatively in dealing with this challenging reality if we hope to mitigate the economic impacts of the EPA's new rules. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.